AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Palo Alto Network's 72% quarter leaves cybersecurity bids strong, but volume is still routine. PNW finished the week at $279.60, up 2.8%, with its trend signal active for a third week and price sitting high in its 52-week range. The strength is clear, but participation has not yet matched the move. Research brief. Palo Alto Networks remains one of the stronger large-cap software infrastructure names after a 71.6% 12-week advance and a 15.2% 4-week gain. The stock is 46.9% above its trendline and 63.6% above fair value, which supports the current momentum read while also raising valuation and mean reversion risk. Volume was 37.6 million, or 0.9 times the 13-week average, leaving confirmation less emphatic than price action. Key points. 1. PNW rose 2.8% in the latest completed week to $279.60, taking its 4-week return to 15.2% and its 12-week return to 71.6%. 2. The trend signal is active for a third consecutive week, with market dynamics positive at 1.52 and relative strength at 22.36. 3. The stock is 7.7% below its 52-week high of $302.90 and sits at 85.7% of its 52-week range. But it trades 63.6% above fair value. Volume was 37.6 million, below the 13-week average of 40.6 million, and close to the 52-week average of 38.1 million. So participation remains ordinary. 5. Technology was broadly positive, while the software infrastructure group was weaker on the week, making PNW's 2.8% gain a relative bright spot inside its industry. Price action stays constructive, but the move is already stretched. Palo Alto Networks closed the latest week at $279.60, advancing 2.8% after a brief 3.4% pullback the prior week. The broader move remains powerful. PNW is up 15.2% over 4 weeks, 71.6% over 12 weeks, and 42.5% over 52 weeks. It now trades 7.7% below its 52-week high of $302.90 and well above its 52-week low of $139.60, placing the stock at 85.7% of its annual range. The ShareMaestro read is balanced rather than one-sided. Price is 46.9% above the trendline at $190.30, keeping the weekly regime constructive, while the 63.6% premium to fair value at $170.90 shows how much expectation is embedded after the rebound. That distance is not a reversal signal by itself, but it does make follow-through more dependent on fresh confirmation. Signal state is positive, with no fresh acceleration trigger. The trend signal is active and has been on for 3 weeks, following the late May transition from a recovery phase into a more established weekly advance. Market dynamics is positive at 1.52, up 58.9% over 4 weeks, while relative strength has improved sharply to 22.36 after a 170.0% 4-week change. Those readings support the view that PNW has regained sponsorship relative to its recent base. The offset is that market dynamics is classed as no fresh buy, and the expectation read remains undecided at 53.5%. In practice, that means the stock has supportive momentum, but the latest data does not show a new impulse strong enough to remove debate around the next leg. Technology context helps. Industry context is more selective. PNW's move came during a positive week for U.S. technology, where the group average return was 2.0% and trend breadth stood at 67.0%. The sector also showed 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth, giving growth and infrastructure names a helpful backdrop. Within that wider technology set, PNW ranked in the 61.9th percentile, strong but not among the most aggressive movers. The industry read is more interesting. U.S. software infrastructure averaged a 0.3% weekly decline, with trend breadth at just 38.0%, and positive relative strength breadth. PNW's 2.8% weekly gain therefore outpaced its immediate group, and its 71.6% 12-week return ranked 9th among the 100-name industry sample, Peers such as Okta and BlackBerry also retained positive trend and relative strength profiles, but both slipped on the week, reinforcing the selective nature of the software infrastructure bid. Volume and risk keep the case from becoming clean. Volume was the main missing ingredient. PAW traded 37.6 million shares, equal to 0.9 times its 13-week average of 40.6 million, roughly in line with its 52-week average of 38.1 million. That is adequate liquidity, but not the type of expansion that typically confirms a major fresh leg after a 72% quarterly advance. The prior week's decline came on 66.8 million shares, so the latest rebound occurred with lighter participation than the setback. Risk is moderate but present. 13-week volatility is 7.6%, above the 52-week figure of 6.3%, and the average down week over the sample is negative 5.2%, versus an average gain of 4.7%. With 20 downside weeks and 32 upside weeks in the past year, the longer-term skew is still positive, but the stock's elevated range position and premium to fair value leave less room for disappointment. What to watch next? The key weekly reference remains the trend line at $190.30, not because it is close, but because it defines the current regime. A continued close sequence well above that level would keep the trend case intact, while a loss of market dynamics would warn that the move is becoming more vulnerable to consolidation. Participation is the cleaner near-term test. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would show stronger institutional involvement in the next move. Without that, PAW can continue to act well, but the evidence remains a strong price trend with ordinary volume support, rather than a fully confirmed acceleration. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.